Blog Talk Radio.
Care, proper care of our body. And
Let me make a suggestion for those that soda drinkers, love soda out there. Leave the soda alone. What I do is I drink green tea. Green tea is full of antioxidants. It's good. It's healthy. It's natural. And it will help fight off free radicals that come to attack your body and attack your cancer. So I drink my green tea. If I want one that's really flavorful, I will use fruit, different fruits. Recently, I tried an experiment with apples because I recall seeing on a shelf in a store apple cinnamon tea. So, okay, I'm going to make my own apple cinnamon tea. Now I cut the apples up with the tea that I was brewing and sprinkle, pour some cinnamon in there in the pot while it's brewing. And I tell you, it is delicious. And you can make it any kind of, with any fruit that you so desire. So I think the next time I'm going to be trying the orange tea, because I know oranges, the citrus, is really good for them. So I will be, I'm going to, that's on my next agenda. That's what I'm going to be trying. I'll be letting you know how it turns out. I already know that it's going to be fantastic. Now, if anybody wants to call in here, Gardner Kissimmee, it's 929-477-2573. If you're just riding along or moving about and you dial that number, you can continue on doing whatever it is that you're doing that you have to do today and listen to the broadcast live. Or if you missed it by chance, then you can go on Blog Talk Radio and you click on Spirituality. And then you scroll down to the Garden of the Enemy Spiritual Assembly, and you can listen to the podcast on the archive, by the archive. Also, going to be posted on my Facebook and Twitter page, and Google stuff as well. So you will get to listen to it. So with that said, I'm going to share another tune with you. I'm going to play a little tune, and then I'll come back.
Would you let them break us apart? No. Would you let destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon?
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind, please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said
hold on.
We're more than blood. Would you let them break us apart? Would you let them, hey, would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them, la-ba-ba, would you let them break us apart? Would you let them, hey, would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them,
but when I'm gonna take them lesson, I'm gonna sit down in a them class. Every day the rich I get rich and the poor I get poorer. Unite the people in and from the diaspora. No corruption now, come through that door and say your pain.
Don't you lose your way. Material couldn't make I share. We have love and happiness, so we'll be alright. Would you let them break us apart?
Nah.
Would you let them?
No, we would not never, yes.
Would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them?
Get a man
down. Would you let them break us apart?
Nah, nah.
Would you let them?
No, we would not never, yes.
Would you let them break our hearts?
Yes,
would you let them? Together they can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind. Please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood.
Now, there's a site that I want you to pull up. It's called, the name of the site is The Truth About Cancer. What it says, you can go on Google, put in The Truth About Cancer, and you can click on the link there. You can go on YouTube where you can watch the videos, Truth About Cancer. Cancer will kill nearly 8 million people this year, and they're hiding the truth on how not to be one of them. We're revealing everything to you starting right now. So when you can, even though the live broadcast has ended, because when it first started, I was tuned in to the live broadcast and I downloaded it, uploaded it on my hard drive. So even though they're no longer doing the live broadcast right now, you can still go online and pull up the episode, Truth About Cancer. Because even though the live broadcast is ended, it's not too late to watch. Simply enter your name and your best email address to receive exclusive access to the first 2 episodes of Truth About Cancer. And I'm telling you, it's what the truth that what's revealed here, it will simply amaze you, and it will start you on a quest for wanting to take care of yourself so that you can live healthy and feel good about yourself, feel good every day. A global quest plus. You'll be the first to know when we broadcast the entire series again. So that's something that you may definitely want to consider, even if none of us here that's listening to this may not be affected by any severe illness. But I'm sure there is no doubt about it that there is someone that's near and dear to you, maybe perhaps in your immediate family, maybe an extended family or a friend. Someone is suffering, is going through some serious illness, and this information will be very valuable for them. So we have to look after one another. We have to care for one another. And if this information is not beneficial to you, then it's meant for you to pass it on to someone else that will benefit from the information. It's the truth about cancer. And you got to have faith. If you walk in faith and you believe what the word says that we are healed, then you will be. Now, what comes to my mind is when I was not able to walk. About 8 years ago now, I was stricken with a severe, devastating illness, and not even able to walk, couldn't do anything, or I was totally immobile. And I was getting physical therapy regularly, on a regularly, for rehabilitation, to learn how to walk all over again, you know, and I would see people around me in a wheelchair that had, you know, they just had accepted that this was their fate. They were in the wheelchair and would be waiting out there. I was in a nursing home. They'd be waiting out in a, lined up in the hallways after the aide or would come in and dress them and get them ready and sit out in the hallway on the chair. And that's where they would sit so somebody come and move them. I could never be content with that. And I was always reaching out and, Father, Abba, you know, you didn't bring me this far to leave me. Lord, you said, but whatever I ask of you, that you will do it for me. You said, if I have enough faith in the size of a mustard seed, that it could move mountains. Well, I do believe, and I do have faith because I know that you are able to do all things. I know that there is nothing impossible for you. But nevertheless, and now this is where I had to get a hold of my ego. I said, your will be done. I know you can. I know you will in your own time, not mine, not mine. And faith without works, faith without works. And so if I believe this, if I knew without a doubt in my mind that there was nothing impossible for my y'all to do, that my y'all could do all things, anything, everything except fail, then I had to purpose in my mind that I'm going to act like this. I'm going to respond to the thoughts that I feel that's in my mind that's laid on me. I'm going to respond to that. So even though I was told by all of the staff members that was working, the caregivers, caretakers, that, you know, you can't walk, you know, when you need something, ring the bell or for somebody to come to help you. And I would not succumb to that. With every opportunity, every chance that I would get, I would try to move something, try to move my toe, my feet, my leg. I would try. And the first time that I was able to move that foot, I was just like a little kid in a chocolate factory. I was just so excited because it had been so long since I was able to move anything. And it started with that. It started, and then I laid my hand on my leg. And I spoke over my infirmities that they would be healed, that I will walk, I will begin to walk again, that God didn't bring me this far to leave me, and I was not born this way, so I will not remain this way because it is in the ability that's in me to by the strength and the power of the Almighty that I will do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, the scripture was about a man that could not walk, and he came to Jesus. He said, every time I try to get down to you to get in the water to get healed, somebody else would jump in front of me. They would jump in front of me, and so I'm just, you know, they go ahead of me because I can't get to you to get my healing. And Christ said to him, do you want to walk? Do you want to walk? And he said, yes, I do. Yes, I do want to walk. And, you know, Christ told him, yeah, I'll know the story. Well, pick up your bag, pick up your bed and walk. Pick up your bed and walk. And he did get, and he picked it up. It got to start within you. He believed, he listened to the word, he obeyed the word, and he did what the word was telling him to do. Pick up your bed, and he got so excited. And now I've been walking ever since. I have been walking. Not only am I walking, but I'm totally, completely independent, totally independent. So it's no secret what y'all can do and what he does for one, being that all y'all has no respect of persons, the same thing will be done for you only if you act and only if you believe and only if you act on what you can't just say, well, I know God can do this. I believe y'all will do this. And I'm just going to sit around and do nothing. And just, okay, you believe in that. You know, I work on it, but you got to believe it and receive it. Faith without works is dead. Now, on that note right there, I'm going to pause right there for a minute because I hope that right there was able to encourage someone to begin to act for what you believe. And so I'm going to play another two right here, if I can get it up. Okay. Oh, well, it does not want to come up right now, so we'll get back to it later. And in the meantime, I'm going to share with you something from this book. It's called Heaven's Healing. Now, I think I'm going to stay in this book unless y'all deems otherwise. I can see why, for all intents and purposes, it would be a great benefit to all for me to just stay on this and just go chapter by chapter. But it's not a very big book. It's very small, but it's very powerful. And in section one, it says how to obtain heaven's healing. But it's often the main reason for illness. The greatest cause of human suffering is ignorance on the subject of how to treat our bodies. Illness is often an effect of nature to free the body from conditions that result from a violation of the laws of health. Symptoms, pain, fever, inflammation, etc., are a desperate effort of the body to come back into balance with the laws of nature. This gives us a responsibility to learn the Creator's health laws to avoid illness and regain health. Now, how can symptoms of disease be our body's effort to recover? Okay, I'll tell you what it says here. It says, disease is not a negative condition which should be suppressed or cured, but a self-defensive mechanism of the body in an effort to restore health. Pain is the body's way of saying that something is wrong, and acute illnesses are often an effort of nature to cleanse and heal. When suppressed over time, the illness may take a more dynamic and different form. I always recommend detoxing because of the chemicals and things that we take in and sometimes not even aware. So it can be very beneficial for us to regularly detox the body, regularly do that, because we need to cleanse from the inside out. No matter how good you look on the outside, if the inside is falling apart and deteriorating. How is disease the result of violating laws of nature established by the Creator? Okay? Medicine suggests that we are victims of illness, attacked by a harmful organism, or cursed by bad genes. In reality, illness most often is independent of uncontrollable factors. Okay. Epigenetics has shown that our inheritance is not predetermined, and that what we believe and the choices we make have the power to suppress negative gene expression. Disease often results from our own choices. Disease-causing organisms that scavenger, bacteria, virus, or parasitic infection are not the primary cause of disease, but rather the result. Even the fervent of the germ theory car store began to understand the true relationship of germs to disease late in his life when he stated, "The germ is nothing, the soil, the condition of the body is everything." Meaning that when the body is well nourished and clean, one's risk of being affected by disease-causing agents is sufficiently reduced. When I drink water, I like to put a lemon in my water because I know the benefits of the lemon that it has on our body. So others like to put lemon to it. So we got to get into taking care of ourselves much better than we have been doing. And we know that now the things that certain things that our body is not supposed to, we're not supposed to have, and it's going to have a negative effect on us. These those things alone.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. To liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your head up high. No more will we cry. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa, oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, ships that sail to distant places robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that awful father's cry. And today we're still in chains, take the shackles from our mind. You're the cornerstone, the king upon the throne. How beautiful art thou, Africa. Our nation has to bow, Africa.
Power to the people, motherland representer. I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant. And I demand her attention, can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity. Soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say. But it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots. Gotta understand the truth, we is all kings round here. Life's not all fair, work till we fall dead. All going hard till I earn like a pauper. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her. Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth, know just what you're worth. Talking about the God you serve. Africa, we claim it as their own, Africa,
Lauren Nightingale.